Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Thank you so much for joining us for a dose of happy today. These are quickies. These are real quick, just a quick injection or taking a shot of a dose of happy. So thank you so much for joining me today. I'm going to just give you a few couple things that in your day today, I can remind you of ways to choose happy in your life. So here's a dose of it. Number one, write a list of all the things that make you happy. It could be anything. It could be your family. It could be your friends. It could be joining a bowling league. It could be when you're doing art or painting. It could be outside appreciating nature. It could be when you get your nails and toes done, when you read a certain book, watch a certain show. So I want you to really identify what is your happy place. What do you really enjoy? Like for me, I love to shop. For me, I love to watch some of my, you know, reality TV shows or my dancing shows. Like I love to just get in the zone. For me, it's going somewhere that my daughter really enjoys because to see her happy, it brings me happiness. So writing these things down, identifying it. So if you're ever in a slump or you're having a bad day, go to the list and say, I'm going to pick something out of this list today that I'm going to embed into my day. Number two, gratitude journal. Every single day we have to, it's almost like our exchange with being here on the planet. We have to write down our gratitude. We have to identify the things that we are grateful for. So I highly recommend you get a gratitude journal and that you write in it every single day, even if it's three things, even if it's three quick things that you write down. The other day, one of my gratitude items was the word air. I'm pretty thankful for air, I gotta say. So anything you can think of that you're feeling gratitude that day for, write it down. You know, it's like what the universe is asking of you. Number three, when you are up for decisions or you've got to answer a question, make sure that your answer is in a reflection of choosing happy. So give it a moment. You know, when someone's asking you to do something and you get that lump in your throat or the timing's not good or you energetically you want to say no to it, I'm giving you permission to answer questions in the space of choosing happy and see what shift that creates in your life and in your business. And number four, make sure that your surrounding gives you that message. It could be a smiley face. It could be a sticky note, you know, with saying smile or choose happy. It could be a sign. Like I have a sign in my office, a big wood sign, and it says choose happy. My journal, I just started journaling more recently in my life because it keeps coming up for me. It's something that I've always pushed aside. I just recently started journaling and my journal says choose happy. My eye goggly things, cause my room gets a little bit too bright. It says choose happy on it. So I've began to kind of pick up that a little, when I'm out and at stores and different things that, wow, seeing that message around me keeps me in the headspace of, I want to choose happy. I want to be happy. What is the alternative? You know, I don't want to be anything else than happy. I really don't. And I didn't spend many, many, many years of my life focusing on that. It's later in my life that it really hit me that happiness is priceless and happiness is the richest you can be in the world. So take a few of these tips, inject it into your day, and I hope whatever you do that you choose happy. Don't forget to check me out on Instagram at Coach Elsie, and that's ELSEE. I'm also on lisacrown.com. I've got a program for everyone. Check it out. Have a great day.